Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, blessed Savior. Hallelujah, glory be to the living God. Father God, as we come on this morning, we come confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We love you right now, Father God. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day. Oh, glory be, glory be, glory be. We are grateful for your provisions. We are grateful for your protection. We are grateful for your grace, your mercies, your love, your blessings, Father God, ruling upon us. We thank you for showering us, Father, new mercies we see on this morning. Oh, Father God, you're so good to us. You keep on being good. You've always been good. You never change from being good. You're good when we're not. We don't even know how to be good. We are not good unless, Father God, we are found in you. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. It's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. God, we bless your name on today, Father. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, as we come on this morning, we pray for all those who are hurting, all those who are lost, for those who have been falsely accused, those who are incarcerated and they're innocent. Oh, Father, those who are hospitalized and the doctors can't detect what the problem is. Oh, those who are in pain and need healing, those who are in grief and sorrow, Father, and need healing, Father God, those who are struggling financially, Father God, we pray for them, those who are lonely, the senior citizens has been thrown in a corner and forgotten, Father God, we pray for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for those who are doing your work, Father God. We pray for those who are raising a family, those who are in school, Father. We pray for our policemen, those in the judicial system, the medical system, the political system, Father God. We pray for your people everywhere, everywhere. Father God, that those who do not know you will obtain a will to know Jesus and the pardoning of their sins, and those who know Jesus will have a will to draw closer to Jesus and know Jesus better and know Jesus more. So we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, that we are here another day because you brought us in. And we stand, Father God, to make your name glorious and victorious. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender this service to you, all to you, Father, that you will have your way, and you alone will be glorified, and your people edified. And we say thank you for another opportunity to serve. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. We want to welcome all of our first timers to the platform. If this is your first time with us, we greet you in the name of the Lord, and we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. It is a spiritual breakfast for champions. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Please enjoy the fellowship services to the extent that you keep coming back. The first time we call you a visitor, the second time we call you family, and we call you a friend. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of the Lord, and we'll be celebrating 12 years. The end of this year, if the Lord tarry. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and I am your host on this morning, and it is a pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. We are teaching, amen, on the men of the Bible and taking this wonderful walk, and it's just been wonderful. It's been delightful. It's been knowledgeable, understanding. We're getting more understanding. The Lord is speaking to us, and this helping us. It's a growing period. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And so this is where we are today. And today we are take a look in the life of Brother Stephen. Brother Stephen. There's a couple things that can be said about Brother Stephen, and we want to thank God for his life. Coming to us today, amen, we have something a little bit different. The Lord keep doing something a little bit different, amen, keeping it exciting, amen. And so we want to thank God, amen. We have a husband and wife duo, a husband and wife duo, amen, will come today. They're going to be presenting in their own way. And the wife, we have the wife, so those of us in ministry, in this ministry, we're familiar with the wife, amen, but the husband, amen, he's a man of few words, and we want to thank God that he's coming up today, amen. Our brother Jerome Norwood, amen, glory be to God, and our sister Tanya Norwood. So the two of them have put together how they want to do this thing, and so we're just excited, amen, for what they are going to present. And we want to thank God for this man and for this woman. They are truly a delightful married couple. You see them in action, and it's an inspiration to those desiring to be married. Their love for one another, their love for God, their love for ministry. We want to thank God that sold out all the way in. Just a real example of what Christians, what it means to be a Christian and what it means to be a married Christian. You know, maybe they will even consider, as a matter of fact, I think she does have a circle where she does a cell group or teaching on marriages because they have the experience and they're living the life. And so that's a beautiful thing. Whenever so many marriages are running to divorce court and, you know, fussing and fighting and cheating and bleating and everything else, they're holding on and doing it the Lord's way with the Lord's help. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. They are friends to this ministry, servants in this ministry. For a long time, they've been here batting it out with us as spiritual warfare. Amen. Hallelujah. As we move forward to do the work of the Lord. Amen. and amen. So at this time, without any further ado, amen, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our brother Jerome and our sister Tanya Norwood. We're going to open the floor to them that we might receive them for their grace and for their ability. And when the floor is open, they'll just present and do it the way they have it laid out to do. Amen. And so to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. Amen. Brother and sister Tanya Norwood, God bless you. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
We are amazing.
We are fantastic.
So good morning, everyone.
I love it.
We are going to share this morning briefly about Stephen, and we're going to be coming from Acts chapter 6 and chapter 7, and there are going to be some other scriptures in there as well. And Jerome is going to read these scriptures for us this morning for Acts. And so we're just asking that the Lord would just use us, that he opens up your ears to hear, and as we speak, that the Lord will speak to your inner man, to your spiritual man. And I'm going to turn the call over to Jerome to read the scripture.
Acts 6, verse 1 through 5. But as the believer rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in a daily distribution of food. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers. They said, "We apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running food programs." And so the brothers selected 7 men who are well-respected and full of the spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then the apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word. Everyone liked the idea, and they chose the following: Stephen, a man full of faith and Holy Spirit, Philip, Procasius, Naka, Timothy, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, an early convert to the Jewish faith. Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. But one day, some men from the synagogue of free slaves, as it's called, started to debate with him. They were Jews from Crenia and Alexandria and Cilicia in the province of Asia. None of them could stand against the wisdom and spirit with which Stephen spoke. So they persuaded some men to lie about Stephen, saying, "We heard him blaspheme Moses and even God." This aroused the people, the elders, and the teachers of the religious law. So they arrested Stephen and brought him before the high council. The lying witness said, "This man is always speaking against the holy temple and against the law of Moses. We have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy the temple and change the custom Moses handed down to us."
He just has a little bit more to read.
Acts 7, verse 1-53, Stephen responded to the accusations. Acts 7, verse 54, the Jewish leaders were intrigued by Stephen's accusation, and they shook their fists at him in rage. Acts 7, 57-60, and then they put their hands over their ears and began shouting. They rushed at him, and they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. His accusers took off their coats and laid them at the feet of the young man named Saul. And as they stoned him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He fell to his knees, shouting, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And then with that, he died.
Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. And so the backdrop is found in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 through 5, and you have the Greek believers there, and they were complaining about the Hebrew believers, and they were saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. And so as Jerome read, the disciples called a meeting and asked that 7 men be selected to deal with this situation, and Stephen is one of the 7. And as you go further, that's where they started to select deacons as we know them in today. And then in Acts chapter 6, verses 9 through 14, some men start an argument, a debate, different translations phrase it differently with Stephen, and as a result, he is arrested. And then in Acts chapter 7, verses 1 through 53, Stephen responds. He has a lengthy response to the accusations. And then in Acts 7:54, so much so that the Jewish leaders, they are infuriated by his response. And with that, Acts 7:57 through 60, Stephen is stoned to death. So this morning, I just want to briefly highlight Stephen the man, Stephen the message, and Stephen the martyr. So Stephen the man in Acts 6, verse 3, we're told that he was a man who is well-respected, full of the Spirit and wisdom. Verse 5 says he was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. And verse 8 says a man full of God's grace and power, performing amazing miracles and signs among the people. And then Acts 6, verse 10 says he was a man who men could not stand against the wisdom and spirit with which he spoke. Stephen the man. And then Stephen, the message in Acts 7, verses 1 through 54, Stephen's defense of his faith, because, again, these men entered in and made accusations, and so he was given an opportunity to respond, to defend himself, and his defense of his faith before the Sanhedrin, Jerusalem Supreme Rabbinic Court, enraged his Jewish audience. Sometimes, I don't know about you all, but here in my own home, I don't get enraged, but my brain is sent sideways. Sometimes the things that Jerome would then say to me, and I'm sure sometimes the things I say to him, just the way we're phrasing it, or sometimes we're looking at things on the news, or sometimes we're reading things that used to be in the newspaper, but we're reading things on our cell phone. And it just, you know, it can infuriate us or enrage us, as it did the Jewish audience, or it could just, you know, make us annoyed. It could make us angry. We know that we read about and hear about the news go into a rage, an emotional rage in relationships. People get killed. That's what happened to Stephen. Just because, again, people are speaking. And so that's why we want to always make sure as believers that when we're speaking in love, we're speaking with our quiet, gentle spirit, and we're speaking so as to edify one another. When Stephen spoke in his defense, his response, his faith so enraged his Jewish audience, because again, as I just gave you all those examples, Stephen did what we say now. He did Cliff Notes, which was a summary. Stephen ran it down. Stephen ran it down in verses 1 through 54, from Abraham leaving his native land to Jesus being murdered. And then Stephen the martyr, Acts 7, verses 57 through 58. Stephen was taken out of the city, and he was stoned to death. I can't even imagine. I don't even want to imagine, but he was stoned to death. Okay, do you know how long that took? Do you know how painful that had to be? And a martyr, a person who was killed because of their religious or other beliefs. And as I was preparing, it made Martin Luther King came to mind. Was he not shot down because of his beliefs? Because he was being vocal and wanting to help people, was he not shot down and killed? Malcolm X, he was speaking, and the people did not like what he was speaking, not just people in society, people within the inner circle, and he was shot down. He was killed. And then Jesus, they crucified him. They hung him upon the cross. He was speaking, and he was speaking truth, and they killed him. In reading about Stephen in Acts 6 and 7, these questions came to mind. You know, when we're preparing, anyone will share with you, starting with you, Apostle, and anyone else preparing to bring a message, just preparing to give a speech. You're sitting before the Lord asking him, and he impresses upon us the direction in which we should go. And so as with preparing and speaking about Stephen, these questions just came to mind based upon all that Jerome read in the scriptures and what I shared. And these are the questions that the Lord brought to mind. Would you, let us examine ourselves, would you be killed because of your religious beliefs? Would your response to why you believe as you do cause you to be killed? Matthew 5, verses 10 through 12 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." The Living Bible paraphrase says it this way, happy. And I want you to just pause on that happy. You know, how are we feeling emotionally when we are happy? Matthew 5, 10 through 12 says it this way in the Living Bible paraphrased, "Happy are those who are persecuted because they are good, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. When you are reviled and persecuted and lied about because you are my followers, wonderful. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a tremendous reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted too." We just heard that Stephen was stoned. Another question came to mind. How often does sharing our faith, what we believe, or how we live have us persecuted? I believe many Christians, believers, steer clear of persecution. I want to give you a couple of examples. At our fellowship, Victory in Christ Christian Center here in New Jersey, they give us a resource that we can use because we're all looking to continue to grow up into our full salvation in Christ Jesus, and it's called Right Now Media. So if you're a partner, you have access via your cell phone, laptop, computer to resources, whether they're videos, whether they're teachings, just a wonderful resource. And when we're talking about how often does sharing our faith or what we believe or how we live have us be persecuted, I watched a video not too long ago, and they had a couple of scenes. So there was an elevator scene, and it was after the weekend, and two people got on the elevator, a girl and a guy, and they greeted each other, "Good morning." And then the guy said to the girl, "How was your weekend?" And she said, "Oh, it was good. I had a good weekend." And then he said, "Me too," and he shared some things that he did. The second scene was the girl at the coffee shop, the same girl at the coffee shop, and she gets her coffee, and she's sitting down at the table, and she has her Bible. She has it open. She's reading it, and then someone comes over to her and says, "Oh, hi, how are you doing?" And she says, "Hi," and as the girl, they're doing that greeting. She's covering over, sliding, covering up her Bible, and the girl says, "Oh, what are you doing here?" And she says, "Oh, I just like to come here sometimes and just, you know, get a cup of coffee." And then the third scenario was the same girl. She's sitting in her office, and a coworker comes in and says, "Hey," and she says, "Hey." He says, "A group of us are going to go grab, you know, something to eat after work and, you know, just hang out for a little bit. Do you want to join us?" And she smiles, and she's like, "Thanks for the invite, but I have to finish up some work, and then I'm just going to head on home." Again, how often does sharing of our faith, what we believe, or how we live have us persecuted? So they play those three little scenes back in the video, can't be more than like 2 or 3 minutes. And so they get on the elevator in the morning after the weekend, and he says to her, oh, how was your weekend? And she says, fine, and she smiles. She said, went to church, and was a wonderful message. And then after church, some of my friends from church, we got together, and she just expounded, and she shared what she was doing around her faith. It wasn't a secret. And then when she was at the coffee shop and she was sitting down and she was reading the Bible, and the girl comes over and says, oh, hi, what are you doing here? She says, oh, I like to get away sometimes. It's a nice little shop. I like to read my word and just, you know, continue to, you know, saturate myself in the things of the Lord. And then the third scene, when the guy pops in her office and says, oh, we're going to go out after work. You want to join us? She's like, oh, thank you for the invite. She says, but I have a few things to finish up here, and then I'm going to head on home. My youth group tonight is meeting, and we're, you know, going to be getting together, hanging out and fellowshipping, but thanks for the invite. Again, how often does our sharing of our faith, what we believe or how we live, have us persecuted? She might not have been persecuted in the way we think or read or heard this morning, but in the first scenario, those three scenarios, she didn't share what she was doing as it related to her, because of the statement I made a moment ago, I believe many Christians, believers, steer clear of persecution or even what people are going to think about us, because then they're going to talk about us, and that then is a form of persecution, and we want to steer clear of that. Nonetheless, my word says in Matthew 10 through 12, happy are those who are persecuted because they are good for the kingdom of heaven is theirs, that's what we're supposed to be doing as we're proclaiming the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So another question, he brought another question to my mind. What are we suffering persecution for right now, today, this morning, possibly when you first woke up because you live with some folks, yesterday, over the weekend, over the last week, over the last month, over the last 6 months, over the last year, over the last 10 years? How long is your list? Do you even have a list? 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. My brothers and sisters, time is fleeting, and tomorrow is not guaranteed. If the pandemic taught us anything, it definitely showed us that. Time is fleeting, and tomorrow is not guaranteed. Psalms 90, chapter 90, verse 12 says, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Stephen was a man of wisdom. The Living Bible paraphrase says, teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. Life is filled with opportunities. Life is filled with opportunities. I just gave you three scenarios from the videos from Right Now Media. Life is filled with opportunities, but the big question is, what will we do with them? Do we let them slip by, saying next time? There is always another day. More questions he gave me. Or do we seize the ministry moment, ministry opportunity? Those of you who know my teaching or hear me praying, you know I'm always talking to God about helping us to be aware of our ministry moments, ministry opportunities, because they're all around us. We may not have, you and I may not have as much time as we think. And it's not because we die of natural causes. In Apostle Dr. Bradford's prayer this morning, she shared ways that people are just no longer with us. We listen to the news. We know natural disasters, you know, violence. People just don't have as much time as they think. And then those we encounter, people that come across our path, they may not have much time either. Souls, not just physical bodies, but souls hang in the balance. As men and women, like Stephen, full of faith, the Holy Spirit, and wisdom, let us share our faith, our testimony, our account of why we believe as we believe in such a manner that compels people to come to Jesus to cry out, what must I do to be saved? And lastly, Acts 7, chapter 7, verses 59 and 60, reading from the Living Bible paraphrased, and as the murderous stones came hurling at him, Stephen prayed. Now, I want you all just to think about that. He's being stoned to death, okay? And it says murderous stones. They weren't just like, okay, he was being bombarded. Like, when you try to think about Jesus up on the cross, right, I really can't even fathom it, although we hear it, we read about it. But just to think about people with some stones, and I don't think they were no little pebbles, and I don't think they were no little medium size. I think these were some big, like boulder kind of things, and they were hurling them at Stephen. And the scripture says Stephen prayed. In the midst of that, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he fell to his knees, shouting, Lord, don't charge them with this sin. And then with that, he died. It reminds me of Luke 23, verses 32 to 34, the Living Bible paraphrase. Two criminals were led out to be executed with him at the place called the Skull. There all three were crucified, Jesus on the center cross and the two criminals on either side. Verse 34, Jesus speaking, Father, forgive these people, Jesus said, for they don't know what they are doing. Being stoned, Stephen said, don't charge them with this sin. Being crucified, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Okay, he brought another question to my mind. More questions come to my mind. Are we, you and me, asking God to forgive those who have persecuted us, reviled us, which means criticized us in an abusive or angrily insulting manner, lied about us? Are we asking God to forgive those people? Are we ourselves forgiving others, not taking up an offense, not holding grudges, hardly even noticing when others do us wrong? As men and women like Stephen, full of faith, the Holy Spirit, and wisdom, let us become, and we can, more forgiving like Jesus and Stephen. Let us be intentional to take advantage of every ministry moment and opportunity that God sends our way, no matter the persecution. Amen and amen and amen. Pastor Bradford, I'll turn the prayer call back over to you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Bravo, bravo, bravo. That was so delightful. Amen. So different. Amen. Husband and wife team. Amen. Working together in harmony. Amen. Excellent, excellent presentation on the deacon, on Stephen. Amen. Glory be to God, the man, the message, the martyr. Amen. And we want to thank God you, amen, left us, amen, with some very provocative questioning here. Would you be killed because of your religious beliefs? How many of us can give an honest answer there? Would your belief cause you to be killed? Do it even matter? Do people even know you believe in something? How often does sharing our faith or what we believe or how we live have us persecuted? Ah, wow. Amen. And what are we suffering a persecution for? Amen. And beloved, I mean, these are some soul searching questions. Because you know what? If we would be honest, the majority of us would say, you know, my cat died, so I'm being persecuted. I mean, you know, but persecution, our definition of persecution is really like on the other side of the Richter scale. Amen. It's not persecution at all. Amen. But happy are those, amen, who are persecuted for the Lord's sake. Amen. Glory be to God. And all those, the Bible does tell us, so don't count it strange, that all those who will live godly will suffer persecution. It's all part of the journey. Amen. So we want to thank God, amen, for that excellent presentation on Brother Stephen, the first martyr. And glory be to God. If a man, I always say, if a man has nothing to die for, and that's a woman too, if you have nothing to die for, you have nothing to live for. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we want to thank God. Excellent. Excellent. Wow. 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 If we would, amen, take a survey today, I'm sure everybody would agree that was a 5-star presentation. And I just love to see husband and wife working together in any capacity. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Come back now, Minister Tanya and Brother Jerome, if you have any announcement. Everyone knows, maybe you don't know, Minister Tanya, amen, she has a business. She's very successful in it. She's doing well in it. And some of you may or may not know. So we want her to come back and share that with our audience. And then if you have any other announcements that the two of you desire to share, the floor is open to you at this time.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I trust you're having a blessed and beautiful morning across the world and across America and across all the continents. My name is Jerome Norvin. I just want to encourage everyone to attend my wife's victory group that she has on Thursday. She'll send more details called A Purpose-Driven Life. How it impacted me? Wow. In words, can't describe it. A few months ago, she was speaking about meditation, and I now have meditation at night on purpose to meditate, you know, listen to the Bible scriptures, audio version, and read my affirmations every night. So the Bible says meditate day and night. Yes, it's day now. We're all meditating. We're all reading the word. But at night, don't forget, the Bible said meditate day and night. And here's the beautiful Miss Tanya Norwood.
Thanks. Thank you, Apostle Dr. Bradford. It just always amazes me. I'm just chuckling to myself, and I have to gather my thoughts. It just is amazing to me because we do the small group under our church umbrella. As we're growing larger, we need to stay smaller and in fellowship. You know, pastors can't touch everybody, but they want everyone touched. And so the Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Are We Here For? And in that book, we understand, as you were saying, Pastor, about how persecution is all a part of the journey. We shouldn't be moaning and complaining, why me, why me? We just should understand it's a part of the journey. And so as I go through each of those days, it's a 40-day journey, and so each month we just do a day. And as I'm preparing and I go through, and Jerome is here, and he's listening, we're on Zoom. And it's just amazing that when it's over, his ears are open, and we're all taking in information that is being presented to us as you bring forth the word, your teachings, and just how it affects him and how he makes application. And it's just so wonderful to see and to experience someone putting into practice that which they hear, because he has a desire to grow, as we all should, in the things of the Lord. So I was just chuckling to myself. So just very quickly, our company, Legal Shield, it's under the umbrella of PPLSI now, Legal Shield and ID Shield. Our company is a trusted leader and legal and privacy protection. And I like to say of myself that I'm a connector to affordable legal services and identity theft protection. And access, we know, to resources in the times that we are living are vital. You prayed this morning, you know, people are incarcerated and they're innocent. Some of us, we're just being treated unfairly in everyday life. And so access to resources that are affordable, that can help us, individuals, families, business owners, is just invaluable. And so that's what we do here in the company. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, I will say it once so you can grab a piece of paper, and I'll say it again. It's tnorwood.wearelegalshield.com. The website, my telephone number is there, and you can read more about what we do and how we're helping people. And it's very important for the body of Christ to not be ignorant. God would, you know, the word says he would have that we would not be ignorant, which just means that we don't know. And then he would want us to have access so that we would be able to be helped ourselves and then be in a position to help others. I heard yesterday Barnabas sold a plot of land and brought the money back to the disciples. He was in a position to help others. He was in a position then to help himself. And so the website again is tnorwood.wearelegalshield.com, all lowercase. And thank you, Pastor Apostle Dr. Alfreda, for always supporting those who are in business. Thank you so much. A lot of folks in ministry, in the office of authority, they don't support the business owner. If, you know, the person's not working, they're really not supporting them. So I thank you always so much. And with that, I'll turn the prayer call back over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, if anyone is interested in the small group, the Purpose Driven Life, okay, how will they make connection there?
So if you're interested in a small group, you can send me an email, and it's idtsafety7@gmail. I like igloo, D like David, S like Sam, I like igloo, D like David, T like Thomas, IDT, and the word safety, S-A-F-E-T-Y, safety, and the number 7. @gmail.com. And the group meets the second Thursday of each month at 7:15. The second Thursday of each month at 7:15 p.m. And it is a discipleship class, so men and women are invited, open invitation.
Amen. Amen. Open invitation. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much. Amen, Brother Norwood, Sister Norwood. Amen. You guys work in such harmony. Amen. It's just so beautiful. You just bring a smile to my face. Not only that, you're working in harmony. You're working in the spirit of excellence. And everything that you're doing unto the Lord. Amen. And so he honors you as his queen. You honor him as the king. And I'm telling you, those of you that's not married, this is enough to give you desire. Amen. To do it God's way. This is an example of God's way. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Thank you so much. Amen. For that dynamic duel. Dynamic. Amen. We definitely will be posting this on our social media platforms today. Amen. So that other men and women can see, you know, the beauty of working together in harmony, husband and wife. And God bless you. Thank you for Stephen the man, Stephen the message, and Stephen the martyr. Amen. God bless you. Amen. All right, saints, amen. And for our visitors today, you've been listening to our brother, Minister Jerome Norwood and his wife, Tanya Norwood, out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And so connect with them if you like additional information in reference to the purpose-driven life, the small group, or if you desire additional information on Legal Shield. I always say everybody needs to know amen, about Legal Shield. Everybody needs to have a membership and possibly a nice little form of income. If you're looking to do something full-time, part-time, you can do this. And you can do it from your home. And so it's beautiful. Amen. All right. Today, we will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock noon and then back at 9 p.m. So we invite you to come and let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory be to God. Because, look, our minister Norwood ministers, they share with us, amen, that those who live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. See, I mean, that's a given. But the flip side of that is, glory be to God, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. But you still got to pray. You got to pray your way through. You got to walk it. You got to walk it out, baby. You got to walk it out. Not only do you got to walk it out, you got to pray it out. You got to pray it out. Y'all know they used to do those Tide commercials. They say, shout it out. But guess what? In this Christian walk, you got to walk it out, and you got to pray it out. See, and this is why we pray so often. Amen, because we are praying our way through, praying without ceasing. Amen. So 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. If you have a prayer request, come on and pray. Amen. If you're being charged additional fees on your cell phone, that's a penny a minute. We do have a telephone number to take you in through the back door. So you would have to dial like two different telephone numbers. But it'll save you a penny a minute if you're counting your pennies. Okay, so just let us know. I tried to give it. Everybody's not being charged. It's only certain cell phone companies. I know Metro, T-Mobile, certain cell phone companies. So I don't know who's being charged. So someone was being charged. They didn't have the number. They thought I was blocking them out of the ministry. You see how the devil works. Boy, the devil is working overtime. They thought I was blocking them out. No, I'm not blocking anybody out. I don't know who's being charged. But if you are being charged and if you desire the background number, the back call number, let us know. And I'm going to see if our web, Pastor Erica can put it on our webpage also. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. I don't know. We don't want the Metro and them to know that we got an upper hand on them. We're going to pray about that again. Amen. But if a penny a minute is really out of your budget, let the ministry know. We'll pay it for you. We'll reimburse you. Okay. Whatever it comes up to, let us know. Amen. Because we want you. Amen. In with us. We bless the Lord. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. We invite you. Amen. And please visit our webpage at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. What we are doing, how much we love the Lord. Amen. And if you desire to be a partner with this ministry, there is a donation button on the website. Amen. Just hit the donate. Amen. And we have a secure website. And we are 501c3. So, amen. Your gifts, amen, are tax deductible. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord for that. Our mailing address is the P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Reach out to us. Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We want to hear from you, communicate with you, pray for you. This is what we live to do. Amen. This is what we live to do. Amen. And if you desire to sow a seed into this rich soil, we thank you. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. We're not going to love you no more, love you no less. Amen. Hallelujah. You just position yourself, amen, in a better place to be blessed. Amen. The Holy Spirit is said, telling me to give the Cash App address. Amen. I'm going to be obedient. A Cash App address is $Life Word Jesus. L-I-F-E, Life Word Jesus.
All right, that's it. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Glory be to God. That was so delightful. Husband and wife team. Y'all have me reminiscing, huh? Y'all have me reminiscing now when I was walking down the aisle. Now y'all have me excited. I'm looking forward to doing it again. Amen. At the encouragement that the Norwoods bring. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. So sweet. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this presentation today with our brother Jerome and Sister Tanya, how they worked together in harmony. God, that was perfect harmony. That was a true example of the harmony that should be exhibited from a man and a woman, Father. Both of them in love with you first, and then both of them in love with one another, promoting the kingdom, Father, carrying out your word by example in unity and harmony. And so we say thank you, God. So we saw the expressions, we heard the expressions, and we heard the message. We heard the message, Father. The Stephen was a true example, of what it means to live for Christ, what it means to die for Christ. But Father God, you said if we try to save our life, we're going to lose it. But if we lose our life, we're going to, amen, be saved. And so, Father God, he was all the way in it. He didn't care. No, he didn't care. And then he had the nerve to ask you to forgive those who martyred him. Now, that's true love. That's true love. Father God, help us to get there. Those of us who are not there yet, help us to keep going. Help us to get there, Father, because we know that's the place you would have us to be. That's a love walk. A love walk who can truly forgive their enemies, even the ones that's murdering them. That's the ultimate love. Father God, thank you. That's what Jesus gave us, and that's what you're calling us to give others. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for a legacy. Thank you for that legacy. Father God, meet us at the altar of prayer today, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Bless the prayer warriors as they come, Father, with your anointing. Oh, Father God, secure them. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation coming up against them. Fortify them, anoint them, and bless them in Jesus' name. And every prayer petition we place on the altar, Father God, we're asking you to hear us and to answer us, and we give you advanced praise for doing so. As we go out today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, Father God, even mechanical malfunctions, accidents, incidents, calamities, that no plague will come nigh our dwelling. There will be no tears today, no weeping today, no sorrow today, no bad news today, no premature death today. Not today and not tomorrow either, Father God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us. We dip ourselves and our families in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. And we say thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For being a very present help in the time of trouble. Now we seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a marvelous, glorious, fantastic, powerhouse day in the Lord. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. And Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow for our Praise Wednesday. Amen. And Lord's willing. Amen. Have a good day. In Jesus' name, Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out.
are Adonai, Almighty.